foul line. And USA almost a little old school with how they have USA on their front jersey.
Let me tell you how appropriate for President's Day to make a debut of these beautiful uniforms.
And it's at least a debut for us here on the radio. Don't they look beautiful? They look beautiful on the radio, don't they, Jeff?
Yes, they do.
All right, well, the tip was went a little errant. No one won it, and the second one had to go on the second effort. My Ballard over the much shorter Aaron Ginther, and the USA will get the start. Here they go. Over to the left wing, man-to-man coming out for USA. Dan Rick at the free throw line kicks it back out to DeSimpler. Feeds it into Jake Beach. He's the left elbow, and it's still loose. He's on the floor, kicks it out to Grant Harris, and it's stolen away by Eli Kraft. Here come the Pirates. Kraft over to Seaman, nearly took the jump shot from the left elbow. Instead, he goes down the lane, meets a giant roadblock of Brendan Ballard, and trying to pass it over to Oswald, and it goes out of bounds. Little sporadic offense for having reached the start of this one.
Brendan Ballard just went ahead and held his spot, and the Pirates basically ran out of real estate.
And they feed it into Ballard to start, goes against Oswald, and with too much ease, he goes up and for the shot, and it's good. It's 2-0 USA on the road at Harbor Beach. Kraft over to Aaron Ginther, down the baseline, goes up for the layup. This one hits the bottom of the iron, rebound Ballard. So far, Ballard the main player for USA. 7 minutes to play in the first, 2-0 USA. The Simpler over to the left wing to Harris at the high post, feeds it in, trying to go. Harbor Beach is fronting Ballard. They loft it in there, and it goes out of bounds. Harbor Beach ball.
Ballard did get the post up on the last possession before this one, and he turned it into a nice, easy two-point bank. Nice little drop step there it was. But this time, they were ready for him, and they were fronting him, and credit Brandon Oswald for that.
Andrew Seaman feeds into Aaron Ginther on the right wing, back up to Kraft on the right wing, trying to rotate this thing out here. USA coming out in the 2-3 zone. 6.5 to play in the first, still 2-0 USA. Seaman tried to feed into Oswald one more time from the high post, and this one goes out of bounds, same exact result. Two turnovers for Harbor Beach on two drives. The Simpler being point guard tonight. Typically, we saw Jake Beachy in the past being the point guard. Not tonight. Over to Rick for three from the left wing. This one hits nothing but air, and Eli Kraft brings it in. Over to Aaron Ginther, brings it up the court. 6-10 remains in the first. 2-0 USA. Low-scoring affair, considering both teams are very prolific at shooting. Eli Kraft for the three, and it's good. Spoke too soon, as Eli Kraft hits a three in the right corner. USA pushing it. Beachy into Ballard to the left wing, or left post. This one's no good, just short. And rebound Harbor Beach, pushing it down. Aaron Ginther on the transition offense with the layup from the right side. It's good. It's 5-2 Harbor Beach. Doesn't feel that way, but the scoreboard says so.
Got a feeling they're just both getting warmed up.
Rick for Ballard for three, top of the key, and it's good. Brendan Ballard proving that he can do it all. He has 5 of 5 for USA tonight. Points, and we're tied at 5. Brendan Ballard with the 3 at the top. Eli Kraft resets the offense, being guarded by DeSimpler. Dribbles to his right, now back to his left, kicks it out to the left wing to Aaron Ginther. Hits him off his face. He wasn't ready for it, and yet another turnover for the Pirates. So far, USA looking smooth. Harbor Beach a little lackadaisical with the ball.
President's Day.
That's right. They really want to do some banking today, and they couldn't, and mail some letters. Grant Harris, top of the key, over to the right wing to Rick, dribbling against Aaron Ginther at the high post into Harris or to Ballard and the left block. Skip pass to the right wing to the Simpler to reset it. It's quite apparent that the entire game plan is to feed into Ballard as much as possible as Rick drives into lane with the bye-bye hook shot. Goes no good. Rebound Harbor Beach. Kraft over to Seaman on the right wing for three. Yes. Harbor Beach now 2 for 2 from the three-point line. 1 for Seaman and 1 for Eli Kraft. They have now an 8-5 lead over the Patriots. Dan Rick up the court on the left wing, picks up his dribble. Over to Beachy. Try and go down baseline against Seaman. Loses footing, back up to Ballard on the left wing. Over to Harris on the right elbow, dribbling down to the baseline against Kraft. Pivots back out to Simpler, now to the left corner to Rick for three. Yes! It is raining threes over here. Dan Rick gets on the board with a three, and now we're back at 8 apiece. Aaron Ginther, right wing, back up to Kraft, top of the key. We're at 4-minute mark in the first. Seaman just inside the three line. Goes no good. Still loose. Rebound by two jerseys. Dan Rick brings it in. Here comes USA dribbling left side of your radio. Or is it Simpler acting as point guard tonight?
Simpler is really moving the ball really well, though. On that last bucket for the Patriots, he sure dished it and got the assist for it.
And Jake Beachy takes a three from the left wing. This one's no good. Rebound, Harbor Beach. And Jonathan Kraft takes a three, and this one's good. Harbor Beach, three for three from the three-point line. Three different players scoring. It's 11-8, and USA takes a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here. John, Harbor Beach perfect from behind the arc so far. This looks like U of M out here.
Well, this is their own home court. But I'll tell you what, I think both teams are really playing at a high clip. I'm kind of surprised at the timeout right now. Maybe it's, you know, give maybe Brendan Ballard a little bit of a chance to catch his breath. I see him going to the top. Two-point shot is good enough for him. He wants to take it, you know, shorten up the distance between where he has to go. But, yeah, you have to take a look at also Andrew Seaman. Hey, look, Brendan, if you can do it, I can do it too. But, yeah, DeSimpler, I think, is he turned that ball, he moved that ball in on the reversal really well. Doing a nice job at point guard.
Hayden Ewald has checked in for USA as Grant Harris sits down. Now DeSimpler at the top of the key, over to Ballard, 20 feet from the hoop. Over to Ewald, feeds it on the give and go to Ballard on the right wing, right block, and this one's good. Ballard has 7 points of USA's 10. It's Harbor Beach 11, USA 10. Seaman, high post, dribbles in once, kicks it out to Kraft. He now drives down the lane again and gets rejected. Aaron Ginther for three, and this one's good. Harbor Beach now has 4 players with a three, and they have not missed behind the arc. 4 for 4, it's 14-10, Harbor Beach. This is getting ridiculous. Dan Rick for the long two, and this one's good. That looks smooth. And he has 5, brings USA within 2. Aaron Ginther in the right corner going against Ewald, jump stop into the lane, and this one bounces in twice after hitting the rim. And Ginther has 7 points. 16-12, Pirates over Patriots. 2:15 left in the first quarter. Top of the key to Simpler, dribbling right down to the lane, goes for the runner on the right side, too much. Rebound, Ginther. And Seaman dropped into the hands of Kraft, slowing things down, starting up the half-court offense. Kraft over to his brother, Kraft, over to Ginther, feeds into the high post to Seaman at the elbow, kicks it back out to Aaron Ginther for the three. Yes! Harbor Beach, you can't even defend this. As Aaron Ginther hits his second three, he has 10 points, and now it's a 19-12 advantage for the Pirates. 5 for 5 from the arc.
There's a minute and a half to go.
And Seaman nearly stole it, but stepped out of bounds as he's trying to get the transition pass. A couple players check in for USA. DeSimpler and Ballard sit down. Number 44, Seth Gangler, and number 11, Zach Kramer check in. As the three from Rick from the right corner goes no good. Ball is still loose. And last touch by Andrew Seaman. USA ball underneath their own hoop. A very odd game. It's very quiet in this gym. Harbor Beach can't miss. USA is playing very well as they inbound it right into number 31's hands. Caden Ewald, he can't hit the jump shot, but they still get their own rebound. Now Rick has it on the right wing. Set pick by Gangler. Into the right corner to Ewald. Now Beachy for the long two for the baseline. This one's good. Nick Beachy's starting to heat up. That's his first 2 points of the night. Brings USA within 5 at 14 points. Harbor Beach has 19. 50 seconds left in the first. Seaman to Kraft over to the left wing to Ginther for 3. This one's no good. Doesn't even hit anything.
I think one of the Patriots got a piece of that one.
And goes out of bounds. Eli Kraft will be inbounding this underneath his own hoop. 45.9 seconds left in the first quarter. Into Aaron Ginther, up to Seaman from the left wing for 3. Yes! Andrew Seaman with his second 3 of the night. That pushes it to 22-14. 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Jake Beachy drives right down the lane. Not much aggression there.